Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Pitlock and he is out. Larry applying the tag. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Pitlock to Larry and they have Mills trapped. The throw over to Trotsky, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.